Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now
wonderful, magnificent God. He never lessens on being any of those incredible, incredible things. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's Just a Mind Thing. You set your mind and God will bless your mind. He's magnificent. There is no God like Him in the earth, and He works for us if we allow Him to. It's just incredible what God will do for you if you simply ask him.
You never know how he's going to move or when he's going to move, but what you do know is he is
going to move in your favor. For he said, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. He's a God that is tender and is caring and that always wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants. I mean, how many times do you find somebody that just really, 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 really wants to help you? Well, that's our God. He's that kind of God. He's the kind of God that will never stop bringing comfort to your situation. That's who and what he is. He is a God of all comfort, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is the comfort that he brings. Our theme generally for this year is Thy Will on Earth as It Is in Heaven in 2017. And this month of July, we've taken our scripture from the Lord's Prayer, and it is, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. We're using the Lord's Prayer for our scripture for the entire year. And this month, we're focusing on the 12th verse from Matthew, the 9th chapter, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So we're talking about how comforting our God is and how he has made a way for us to be comforted. And I tell you, when your mind is clear and your heart is clear and you've been forgiving, you can receive this comfort that he died to give us. He said, I must go away that I can send back the comfort. I mean, God wants us to be comfortable. If you just think about Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, their whole life was a life of comfort. No stress, no tests, no issues, nothing. Just comfort. They ate when they wanted to. They had perfect weather. Their tummies felt good after they ate. Their bodies felt healthy. They didn't have any type of issues whatsoever. Just comfort. That's what they continuously had. And that's how God wants us to live now. That's why he came back to redeem us from the curse after Adam chose to eat of the tree of knowledge rather than to obey God. And all of a sudden, he's living in discomfort. He realizes that he's naked, and he takes leaves, fig leaves, and covers himself and tries to make something to cover himself up. Why? Because he's uncomfortable being naked. And the Lord said, Adam, Adam, wherefore art thou? Because he walked with him each evening and had an incredible comforting talk with his father. And all of a sudden, God said, where are you? As if he couldn't find him, because he knew what he wanted him to identify. And Adam says, well, I was naked, so I had to hide myself. Well, he had never experienced those emotions. Imagine that. Never had those emotions. All of a sudden, he says, well, who told you were naked? There you go. The tree of knowledge of life and death. And he learned what fear was. He lived a fearless life. And God said, if you trust me and be strong in me and the power of your might, he says, we have not made you, he's given you power over fear. For God has not given us fear, but the sound mind and the power of love. This is what he has given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. But all of a sudden, Adam experiencing fear because he didn't trust God. Oh, my goodness. He did not trust the Lord, his God. And all of a sudden now, he's experiencing fear. And God is saying, what happened to you? But that's what happens when we use our own knowledge and we don't acknowledge him. He says, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Now, he's going to put you on a fearless path. So our subject for today is we serve a God that gives comfort. That's what he said. In all your ways, acknowledge me. I got this. I'll direct your path. I'm not going to put you on a mystery path where you're going to just be in a maze and continuously be lost. I'm going to take very good care of you because you're my child and I love you. Yeah. The scripture that I chose was from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, starting with the third verse. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and what? God of all comfort." That's who he is. And the little imagery that I put on, if you look on my Facebook, I always put a little imagery. And the little image, it has a picture of a candle that's lit and is lighting a book that's open, and it's providing light so that one can read. And what it says is, God comforts us, so that we can comfort others. So it's very purposeful why we are comfort. You know, he says, given it shall be given. You know, there's a reason, and even the scriptures, as we forgive our debts, as we forgive our debtors. So you forgive those who have you have ought against, and they and other people have ought against you, forgives you. Because God said, if you come to me and you have a discomfort of unforgiveness, I can't hear your prayers. I'm a God of all comfort, and I want you to be comfortable, but at the same time, I want you to be able to comfort others. Wow. So it says, who comforts us, in fourth verse, in all of our affliction, not some of it, all of our affliction, so that what? We may be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions with the comfort we ourselves are comforted by God. My mom just went through something that was very interesting. She's had this bottled water that she's used for over 30-something years, and she got one that perhaps is tainted, and it bubbled up, suzzed up, and stayed there. It, you know, it's not like carbonation where it ceased. It did not. And she said, what is going on here? And she had some, you know, discomfort in her stomach and in her system. So right away she went and got checked out. And we prayed before she went. And I'm like, God, you're the God of all comfort. You know what this is. Don't let any of this toxicity, what may be in this bottle, affect my mom's body. You just clear it up. There's a scripture that says in 15th chapter of Mark, the last verse, it said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. If they take up any deadly poison, let me find that scripture and read it to you with specificity. Here we go. I mean, there's a scripture there, and all you have to do is use the word of God, because his word is true and his word works. And you say, I'm going to put the word on this, baby. So we prayed, and she went and got tested, and nothing showed up in her system. It's still in the bottle. And she had the after effects, but the Lord just let it go. And that's exactly what we pray. So this is Mark, the 15th chapter. I'm wrong. The 16th chapter, in the very last verse. And Jesus is speaking to his people here. And he said, and this is after he had come back in the 16th chapter, right? And he preached unto them, saying, go ye to all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. 16th verse. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen to this. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And so, and 19, and so after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That's the word of God. Now, one thing about this whole journey, either you believe the word of God or you do not. The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of his mouth. So let's back to our scripture. So now we're on 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, the 5th verse. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. See that? Oh, man, this thing is so real about this comfort. Then I drop down to the 22nd verse. Who hath also sealed us and given us comfort too. He hath also saved us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. Wow. Moreover, I call God for a record upon your soul, that to spare you I came not yet as to Corinth, not for we have that dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. And that's what it's all about, is standing on the promises of God, believing the promises of God, knowing that those promises of God are true, and knowing that those promises of God are for you. That is the point. It is for you. Man. Of course, you got to be initialized into the kingdom to receive. And what did he say? Everyone that's baptized and believeth, these signs shall follow. So there's initiation for this to work. But I tell you, it works. He is a God of comfort. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And how do I get my strength? By trusting in him. You know, how do you live in comfort? How does comfort, and how do you have comfort in the world of confusion with adversarial things going on? You turn it over to the Lord. He's the only one that lives in the future, and he already knows. But you say, but I'm stressed out. I have a stressed out personality. This turns me over the edge, and this makes me. Well, this just don't say that. You know, I told you the show is called It's a Mind Thing. Say, this could stress me out. This could run me over the edge. But I say, one more thing and I'm over the edge. Really? Well, if you say that, then probably over the edge is just where you're going. But if you say, it could run me over the edge, but I'm going to allow the comfort of God to comfort me. What I'm going to allow. I'm going to allow God. I just got off the phone with someone, and she gave me very declarative things that she was very solid on, and she says, and I'm not moving on this. It's a business negotiation. So she says, so what are you going to do? Are you just going to let it go and forget it because this is where I stand? I said, oh, no. I'm still going to go forward because I'm going to leave room for a miracle. If I stop and I do nothing and I say this is it because I can't meet your demands, then I stop all the progress of everything that could and would happen by just saying, oh, I can't meet those demands and I don't know how that's going to happen. You know, as I've said before, how is not my problem. I don't have to know how. I have a God of miracles that performs how. I just know that if God brings it to me, it's for me. And all I have to do is believe him for it. It's like Jesse Duplantis said, and it's such a great example of talking about being comforted. He said he had just left a meeting preaching a week, and they gave him a can of pop. That wouldn't fly too well in these days, but that's what they did back then. He said he was at the gas station with a little Toyota or something like that. He said he was trying to get some money together to put gas in the car because they didn't pay him. They gave him a can of pop. He says, I usually fast when I'm preaching. He says, it's a good thing because I got a can of pop, okay? So he's at the gas station, and this big Texan comes, say, hey, how you doing? He says,
So what are you doing in these here parts? He says, oh, I was just preaching down at the church, blah, blah, blah. He says, I don't like those people, blah, 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 blah. He said, did they take care of you? He said, well, they gave me a can of pop, and then he went on to say whatever else he had to say about those people. He filled up his tank of gas. He gave him some money. He bought him some food. And he says, here, I'm just going to bless you. He probably didn't say the word bless. But the Lord was comforting him. But here's what the ultimate thing God did as well. He said it changed his whole life. The mindset, it changed his paradigm of thinking. Because remember I said in the show, it's a mind thing. Whatsoever man thinketh, so is he. So there was a jet flying over his head. And God said, you're going to have that jet one day. And he says, God, have you not noticed? And this is before the guy gave him the money. I'm here trying to put gas in my tank and don't have enough money to even fill up the tank. And you talking to me about a jet? And God answered him and said to him, I didn't ask you to pay for the jet. I asked you to believe me for the jet. So he didn't ask him to figure out the how. God is the God of how. That makes him the God of comfort. He's the God of how. So just like I told this lady, you know, her proposal for me is completely non-doable. There's no way I can do what she's asking. And she knows that. And so her next sentence is, so are you just going to let it go? Maybe you can revisit it in a couple of years. I said, oh, no. I'm proceeding forward. I still need that appointment to come look at this. She said, what? I said, I'm leaving room for a miracle. If I shut it down, I won't get my miracle. She says, I know you. That sounds about right. That sounds like you. She says, okay. I'm like, hey, I'm moving forward. Do you know who my daddy is? I said to a bunch of my students once, I said, hey, you know, not bragging. I just thought I'd share a moment with you. My father is very, very wealthy, and I'm so blessed. I don't have to want for things. He takes care of me. He's a wealthy man. And they said, oh, that's really cool. So they said, well, what does your father do? I said, oh, he's in houses and land. You know, and they went, oh, wow, that's a good business. That it sure is. Said he was rich in houses and land. Okay. He's my father. Okay. So that makes me rich in houses and land. As I say, the king's kids eat at the king's table. They're not out with the paupers and the beggars. They're the king's kids. So they eat at the king's table. And that's exactly what I plan to do. To receive all the blessings that God has for me. All I have to do is believe him for that. That's the comfort that he gives us. He says, when you've done all, stand. Because of his word, we can stand. And God rejoices. God commands us to rejoice evermore. Well, how are you going to be rejoicing when you're distressed, discouraged, and things aren't going well? How do you rejoice? And he's saying rejoice evermore because you trust him, because you turn it to him, and you realize that this is a great God that we have, and every seed that we plant and bless, he will bless it. The outcome is going to be magnificent. And here's the thing, God's already put everything in place. You're not coming up with something that he's not aware of. You're not introducing him to a new thought or a new issue or a new circumstance. He already knows. But he's waiting for you to ask him to do it and keep yourself worry-free and be comforted while you wait. He said you'll mount up wings as eagle. And run and not be weary. That's what God is saying that he has to ask. So here's a little thing I want to end with. If you give God your whole heart,
He will keep your heart whole. Let me say it again. If you give God your whole heart, He will keep your heart whole. Be comforted by a God that died. So He says, I must go away so I can send back the Comforter. And the Comforter has come. If you got issues and things are piling up and you're stressed out and things are going away, let me introduce you to my Comforter, my Comforter, Jesus Christ. He died so that you might be free, free from sin, free from stress, free from worry. This is the God that I serve. Let me introduce you to Him. Give me a call, 888-204-4277, 888-204-4277, or check me out at www.cassandramcdonald.com. Yeah, my two books are out. The last one is going to be out today. They're just mailing it off, and it'll be on Amazon the next week. So look and see what God is doing, and they will be a comfort to you as well. The first title to the sacred one is The Power of Joy, a Sustainable Source. So if you put in The Power of Joy and put in my name, Cassandra McDonald, it'll come up. And the second one is 10 Ways to Help Your Child Overcome Obstacles. That's 10 Ways to Help Your Child Overcome Obstacles. Be blessed and know that you serve a great, great God. Get to know Him in the core of your being, entire heart. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give grace and mercy and let them know they're not hopeless, but they can be hopeful with your comfort. In Jesus' name, amen.